the most, I don't want to say the most difficult, but certainly one of the more challenging things is when you have been part of something in a very big way. So maybe in my case, being president of a high school or pastor of a parish, and then you get a new assignment. And you go back to your old assignment for whatever reason, there is a certain, I don't want to say anger even, when everything is going just fine. Because really, there is a part of anyone, I think, that wants to go back and say, oh my gosh, you know, this place is in such a mess. They need me. They need me. But more often than not, people are okay. The new leadership does fine, maybe even better, has new insights, new strengths, new whatever it is. The feeling is that we can sometimes fall prey to the feeling that no one can do it just the way I can, which is, of course, the perfect way to do it. Maybe that's part of what's going on behind the scenes with these disciples. Now, it's an interesting conversation because it follows, at least sequentially in the gospel, their inability to cure someone. They went and they said, oh my gosh, yesterday's gospel, they weren't able to cure, to remove the demon. And now they're talking about who's the greatest. Sometimes we do that too, when we find ourselves in our lives, maybe not feeling so great about ourselves or not having such success. We tend to go to the opposite extreme and just say, you know, we're really tremendous, we're really wonderful, the one who really matters is me. The bottom line is, for all of us, whether we have poor self-esteem or good self-esteem, whether we are successful or maybe we're struggling a bit, the one who really matters is Jesus.